Now, let's go back then to Galatians chapter 5 and look at that in a little more detail. Galatians chapter 5, this is what avails much. This is the key that unlocks the door. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision, in other words, no works of the flesh, no religion or lack of religion, means anything, avails any, accomplishes anything, has any power with God. What does? Faith working through love. What's the key that opens the door? Faith working by love. The English word avail means benefit, gain, reward. The Greek word means to be serviceable, to prevail. What prevails with God? What's serviceable with God? Vincent's word study says it means what has practical power or significance. It comes from a word that means force or strength. And that word comes from to hold in your hand. So if you want to hold a promise of God in your hand, you know, it's one thing to have it here, and it's another one to have it here. Amen? So putting that together, we can say if you want to receive something from God, you want to have it, then you have to have faith that works by love, or faith and be walking in love. One translation says, what matters is faith that works through love. So the only thing that receives from God or can be sure of receiving from God is faith, and that faith should be coming from a person walking in love. So he says, or what doesn't avail, or those things don't avail anything, but what does is faith working by love. So certainly healing is a thing. Amen? Turn over to James. We've looked at this verse, but we want to see it again. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all. Now, why? Because he's no respecter of persons, without reproach. And it will be given to him. But, or if, but let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. You know, waves are mighty unstable. For let not that man, which man? The man who doubts, suppose, think, imagine that he will receive anything. Same word as in Galatians, anything from the Lord. Verse 8, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. That word unstable is not a terribly good translation, so we're going to replace it here or talk about it. So in essence, we can deduce that James is saying, we'll extrapolate that, if any of you lack sense, he said, don't expect anything. He starts out talking about wisdom. So he's saying, if any of you lacks anything, you lack anything, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally. Of course, you can't ask till you find out it's God's will. But don't doubt when you pray. And then don't waver after you've prayed. Don't let double-mindedness rule you. That's my translation. And this is where the fight of the century comes in. It's easy to be in here and have faith. But then the Bible says you can't doubt. When? Anytime. Don't pray doubting and don't doubt after you pray. Amen? You have to keep the switch of faith turned on till faith turns to sight. And it's very seldom instant. Why? Well, it's like cutting down a tree. You can cut down a tree and it looks like it's still alive, but it ain't. But it's still got flowers, still got leaves, but it's dead. It's the same way with sickness. When you're prayed for healing, the healing begins, but the symptoms don't disappear instantly. Very seldom. Verse 8 says, a person who asks with doubt or doubts after he asks is double-minded. Unstable, that word better is just undecided. The unstable is not a very nice word, you know. He's undecided. The reason he's undecided, he's double-minded. Why is he double-minded? Here's a very good translation. God's word for today says, a person who has doubts, listen to this now, is thinking about two different things at the same time. That's what double-minded means. Joe Jacobson taught it in the Men's Fellowship. It means having two streams of information. You can't have two streams of information. You can't have GPS telling you to go left and your wife telling you to go right. You got two streams of information. What's happening? You're undecided. You're just going to sit there. A person who has doubts is thinking about two different things, this is God's word for today, at the same time, and can't make up his mind about anything. That's good. That's good. The Weymouth translation says, such a one is a man of two minds, undecided in every step he takes. Those bring out the very meaning of that word. You can't be thinking what the doctor said, what the internet says, and what Aunt Matilda says, and what God says. You have to attend to what God says. Now, I want to read you, because it's so good, what Lillian B. Yeoman, MD, said. She was a medical doctor who became more of a healing practitioner. In fact, she had her and her sister had healing homes where they would bring people in and read the Word of God to them and minister to them until they got healed. You know, Dowie had the same thing and so did Lake. And Lake was big in that. He had, according to the United States Census, when he was in Portland, Washington, they had the healthiest city in America. Why? Because he had these healing homes. But here's what, talking about double-minded. You can't get healed being double-minded. And the reason they're double-minded is they're not convinced of what God says. Proverbs 4:20, we looked at it before, but she has a little commentary on it that I think is good. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Can you see this is all pointing towards don't be double-minded? For they are life to those who find them. They are not life to those who pass over them. And health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. And the big issue Jesus said is your words. Put away from thee a froward mouth. What's a froward mouth? One that speaks junk. One that speaks contrary to the word of God. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips put far from thee. Now here's what she had to say about that verse. All that was purchased for us by the sacrifice of Calvary, sealed to us by the glorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, is ours by right divine. Amen. The divine gave us that right. How can we ascertain exactly what was secured for us? What are the promises? All the promises of God are yes, but what are they? In one way only, and this is a constant, careful, diligent, reverent, prayerful study of God's Word. People who say, oh yeah, I've heard that, will never get it. I know that. No, you don't. You've only heard it. You don't know it. What does God demand here? First, undivided attention. Single-mindedness. When God says attend, He means attend. Put every other thing out of your mind. Concentrate all your facilities on the Word of God. Second, drink it in through the ear gate. Open your ears to God's sayings. close them to all else. He demands exclusive use of your ear gate. He said, attend to my words. He says, incline your ear to my sayings. You don't have to understand, you have to do it. You have to bow before him and say, thy word is truth. Third, you have to look as well as listen. It says, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep your vision fixed on Jesus. There is life, physical as well as spiritual, for the one who looks to the Lamb of God. Fourth, keep them in the very core of your being. Guard your heart with all diligence. It is our inalienable right to enjoy health through the work accomplished on Calvary. It is our solemn responsibility to make this saving health known among the nations. That's Psalm 67:2. Nothing doubting. If you're doubting, don't pray. Why? It won't help you. It'll hurt you. It will hurt your faith. You have to attend to the Word of God.